kick down their charges and tell me to demote them. In other words, they didn't want Hobbs in National Chat anymore. They didn't trust Hobbs anymore. That was the biggest thing. They didn't trust Hobbs to be in National Chat as the XO. So they were telling me he has to be kicked down. They was like, and we would, and they basically said we recommend demoting the rest of them. So they were telling me this as they came over. Zello had said, fuck National, as I was telling them, hey, National is in command right now. They're getting ready to rule. When I said National is in command, that triggered them. Like, that was it. They were, you know, fuck National, that sort of thing. And then that was it. National's view of the situation then changed to, you know, giving me the choice to, no, I no longer have the choice. They are out. They're not getting demoted. They're not getting reset. They are permanently banned from all the three up. That's how pissed off they were hearing that.
That's so crazy to me. I mean, I just can't believe that they would even go that route. And then someone yell, fuck National. Who did that? Do you even know? Over.
Yeah, that was Reaper, the CO of 1st Battalion. He was the CO of the 1st Battalion. Like I said, he was the one that spearheaded this whole thing. He was the one that did not like me and my antics. Like I said, he was National Guard. I don't know what it is. A regular Army and National Guard usually don't get along. We call them fat bodies and everything else. I mean, we really have... I know we don't get along more than others. I mean, it's worse than Army and Marine Corps, to be honest with you. But no, I mean, you know, I don't know why in the hell he did this, to be honest with you, other than that he was just trying to take over, or he just really didn't like me. But I know he knows that I was owned to him. That was for sure. He knew I was owned to him about his own record, because I had asked him a couple of times what combat, because this thing is... I noticed that there's a lot of veterans. I know there was a lot of veterans in the group, but the veterans didn't seem, I guess you could say, as enthused as I was to get people trained and to train them very very stressfully. They would tell me, hey, we need to, you know, take it easy and this and that. You know what I mean? They were, and I'm sitting here like, if they've been in combat, they fucking know better than this. They absolutely know better. So I was asking them, what combat were you in? Found out Hobbs was not in combat. Cease was not in combat. They're both veterans. Never seen combat. And then I asked Dirty about it. I'm not Dirty, but I asked Reaper about it. I said, hey, what combat patches do you have? And he goes, what do you mean combat patches? They don't give us. We're National Guard. We don't get combat patches. I was like, oh, hell no. Yes, you go to combat, you get a combat patch. You at least get a medal for service in that combat. I said, I have medals for service in combat. I said, even if you don't get a combat patch because it was classified, you still get that medal. And that medal is blank on your DD-214. In other words, it tells you what medal you got for whatever theater, you know, like mine says, Operation Anaconda, you know, service, you know, this and that, and then blank beside it. There's no place, no reason, no date, no nothing. So he's completely blank, you know, a bunch of little forward slashes behind it. And I told him, I said, no, you have to have some sort of record of, you know, what combat you were in. Well, I was in a lot of combat, but I just, and I was just, like I said, I started smelling a lot of bullshit from these guys. Over.
Yeah, it's really starting to seem that way now that I'm seeing the bigger picture here. Over.
I don't know if you heard what I was talking about earlier, but I'll go ahead and go over it with you. You'll find that my leadership style is rather unique. Some people don't like it, but the one thing nobody can argue with is my style of leadership absolutely gets results. A lot of people see it as being an asshole, this and that, but, you know, they can call it what they want. It gets results. It gets results in my company. It's gotten results here over and over and over again. You know, you just can't argue with it. I hate to say it, but it can't be argued with. But here's the thing, though. I knew there was a problem. I've known there was a problem for a while. And the thing was, is I kind of got this idea in my head. I went back to kind of my Army, my times in the Army. I remember my first sergeant telling me when I became pretty much a leader of platoon at the point at that time. But I became a platoon sergeant. And he was telling me one time when I told him there was a problem in the platoon, you know, so I didn't think some people were cut out to do what we were doing. And he said, sometimes you just have to toss a brick in the pack of dogs to see which one barks the loudest. And I remember him saying that, and that pretty much is what I did, and it worked. I've done it repeatedly in life, and it works. And then I knew, like, 6th Battalion can kind of become very, I hate to say it, liberal, like snowflake liberal sort of thing. Like, oh, that offends me. Don't drop the F-bomb, this and that. I mean, I'm dead serious. That's what was going on in Zillow. That started, like, a month ago. And I jumped in the middle of that one and said, hold on, I ain't telling people what they can and can't say in here. Oh, it's unprofessional, it's disrespectful, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, the F word to be dropped from somebody's pocket. I said, then turn Zillow off. What is your problem? You know, I'm like, holy shit. You know, I'm getting pissed off here at that because I'm very pro first, second, third, all of the amendments. I'm very pro those amendments. And so I'm getting pissed off at this point. And I just have to take a break. But I knew something was really wrong at 6th at that point. So I went to the recruitment page, and I posted the most offensive meme I could find just to see, again, that meme was a brick. It's exactly what I intended to be, was a brick. Posted in front of all the recruits so everybody could see it, you know, including them, and they could see it as well. And I'm going to go ahead and tell you what that meme was. It basically, if you ever seen any stuff come out of Korea, but it was basically a Korean meme that shows these trans women, whatever, prostitutes, which, you know, they still have all their junk down there, but they're biologically men dressed up as females. And if it was at night and the skirts are illuminated, like everything between the legs are illuminated, like their lights and stuff down there, they are. And what it is they have like LED lights woven into the skirt and shit. They got battery packs and stuff on the skirt. But what I did in order to make it offensive is I found at the top part of the meme, I'd found butt plugs online with LED lights on the end of them. And I put those at the top to kind of explain, you know, do a funny explanation of why their skirt's glowing. Oh, man, let me tell you, that pissed them off like you would not believe. And it was just 6th Battalion. Just 6th. Come up there. That's offensive. That's misogynistic. This and that. And I'm just sitting here smiling the whole time like, uh-huh, gotcha, motherfucker. I gotcha. Got your number now. I know what you are. This whole, you know, third-wave feminist shit is what we got. And, man, I was on to them at that point. And when I told them, I was like, you know, I told the CO. I said, you got a problem in your battalion. No, 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 you're the problem. That's what you told me. You're the problem. And I'm like, oh, hell no. I said, you know, I'm coming to your FTX, and I'm going to run a series of tests on you and your guys, and we're going to see what you're made of. We're going to see if you got the medal. We're going to see if you support the First Amendment. We're going to see if you actually do support the Second Amendment and all the other amendments. We're going to see just how much you love the Constitution when I get there. You know, I was going to run some tests, and I'm telling you, before I could even do that, they had me down at Hobbs's place, and that was one of the charges they listed out. So I was communicating a threat by saying, I'm showing up to test them. Over.
That is so crazy. Like, when I look at it from this angle, I can see that. Like, I didn't know that they were the ones that got offended about it, though. Because before all ties were cut, I thought they were saying that someone else, I don't know if it was you, someone else got offended, and it had started it off with the meme. They did say it was the meme initially, but then I didn't really catch anything after that. I think they went and spoke on another channel.
Oh, yeah, it was that meme. That meme started everything. Like I said, I knew this battalion was in a poor shape when that happened. And give you an idea how poor of a shape it was. You're talking about them cutting and everything. Go look at all the new members in your battalion. People they have not even tried to get in contact with yet, who've signed up on the website. They've been vetted. They haven't even tried to, you know, talk to them yet. You got, I think, some 30 members in 6th that they haven't even made contact with yet. And that's going to be, man, that's going to be difficult on you because you got 2 pages of members that just joined literally in the past day.
Holy shit. Yeah, that's going to be a lot on me. But you know what? For the cause, I'm definitely down to do it. Whatever's necessary. I mean, I don't care how tired I am. I believe it, though. And they're going to keep adding up. And it's all for Zone 6, you say? Over.
Yeah, for Zone 6, well, Zone 7 and 8 were pretty bad, too. I had to do some, you'll see what I mean. I put a post in there. I basically said, hey, there's some leadership issues here, and you got like 30-plus new members in here. I've got to get a CO. You're going to see all this because I've already added you to the group. I'm going to send you a link in a minute. Gary Ryder, congratulations, thing that you've been promoted. Over.
10-4. I truly appreciate that, sir. I can't tell you how much it means to me. Yeah, I'll go ahead and check that link. I'll pull my Facebook back up. Just let me know if you need anything else from me tonight or in the next few minutes. Over. Sucker.